The Massachusetts primary elections are just 3 weeks away. Is Governor Charlie Baker now ready to start campaigning? I'm Sam Hudzik, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we're joined by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Hi there, Matt.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good, good. So the governor has finished up his legislative business, decided what bills to sign, veto, or change. Not that he's looking for their suggestions, but you reported Massachusetts Democrats have a suggestion for what Baker should do now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we all remember when Governor Baker came out of the Republican convention in late April and said that you probably would not see him campaigning for himself until the end of the legislative session on July 31st. And now that that has come and gone, we're expecting the governor to soon hit the stump for himself. And Democrats are pointing out the fact that the governor has not held a traditional town hall meeting, the kind of event where it's an open forum that the governor schedules, invites members of the public, and takes their questions, that he is one of six, according to the Mass Dems, governors in the country who has not held an event of this type since taking office in 2015. And they kind of welcomed the governor to the campaign season and to the campaign trail by encouraging activists to call his office and invite him to their hometowns for a town hall.
I mean, undoubtedly, Baker's going to do some debates in the fall, but is there any indication he's going to do one of those town halls like they're asking?
There isn't, and I spoke to his campaign team. I mean, it didn't seem to be a whole lot of enthusiasm for the idea of a town hall. He will be out there. They say he's been out there as governor holding events all across the state where he gets to engage with people, so he's not holed up in his office on Beacon Hill. Whether or not he'll have the traditional kind of town hall event, I'm not so sure, but I think we will see him hitting the campaign trail soon, and I'm sure you will see him debate his opponents, though there is little indication to suggest that the governor is giving much credence to his primary rival, Scott Lively, so you may have to wait to see the governor on a debate stage until he gets paired off against one of the two Democrats running.
And Lively is also complaining now about a big cash infusion. Not that he really needed it, because Baker has raised a ton of money on his own, but a big cash infusion from national Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the governor does not need any help in the fundraising department. He ended the month of July with almost $9 million in his campaign account. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito has more than $3 million of her own that she can pour in to help the ticket, and that dwarfs what the Democrats have been raising. But just as we saw in 2014 when the Republican Governors Association spent roughly $11 million and put that into a super PAC to run ads in support of Governor Baker, his campaign, and also against the Democrat Martha Coakley at the time, they're already starting. And the RGA has put $2.8 million already into Massachusetts. There's a $2.4 million ad campaign up from the Commonwealth Future Super PAC already trying to just promote the governor's record, particularly on the economy, and tout his popularity. So I think you're only going to see more money as the RGA has had a very good fundraising over the past year. They have plenty to spend on races around the country, and it seems that they're interested in defending Massachusetts.
And, of course, on September 4th, we've got those gubernatorial primaries, also some other interesting ones around the state, some really big legislative primaries out here in Western Mass. But for voters interested in casting a ballot on September 4th, they've got a deadline this week.
They do. They have to register to vote by Wednesday. This is the state's 20-day registration prior to an election deadline. There will be another deadline if you wanted to vote in the general, but if you're going to vote in the primary when a lot of these races are going to be decided, you have to get on your local voter rolls. And this was something that was challenged in court, has been subject to debate whether or not 20 days is too far out and disenfranchises some people. But for now, it holds, and the deadline is Wednesday.
All right, Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks again, Sam.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, NEPR's weekly check-in at the State House. Subscribe to this podcast at nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶